Good morning. It is 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The CDC says people who are fully vaccinated can participate in almost all indoor and outdoor activities without masks and without staying 6 feet away from others. But some people do not feel comfortable with the new guidelines. Zoe Reed from WHYY's Health Desk, Help Desk, looked into their concerns.
Toral Hill of Philadelphia was in shock last week when, at a physician's office, she was told she didn't have to wear a mask because she's been vaccinated.
I felt a little pressured by the doctors to take my mask off, even though I wasn't comfortable with that.
Pennsylvania and Delaware have lifted mask mandates for vaccinated people in most settings. Philadelphia and New Jersey are taking a more cautious approach and only lifting mask restrictions in outdoor settings. There's no requirement to prove you've been vaccinated, and Hill doesn't trust the trust system.
I'm just worried about my safety. I'm worried about others' safety and also how it's going to be regulated.
And many medical experts agree there's now less incentive for people who aren't vaccinated to wear a mask.
Now I think people are confused about when they should and shouldn't wear masks, and this has interrupted what had become a very positive preventive habit.
That's Carolyn Canusio, professor of family medicine and community health at UPenn. She says there are many reasons to wear masks. The vaccine is mostly effective, but there were more than 9,000 breakthrough cases through April, and only 45% of American adults are fully vaccinated. Scientists estimate at least 70% need to be to achieve herd immunity. That leaves people vulnerable. Most kids aren't vaccinated yet. And the vaccine might not be as effective for people who are immunocompromised. There's also concern about new variants.
You are safest when you're outside. I would say for now, for indoor activities, it's always going to be safer for you and for the people around you if you continue to wear a mask.
Mask policies at stores and restaurants will vary. As for Toral, she says she'll continue to wear her mask. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
For more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, visit whyy.org/vaccines.